The current conditions of growing almonds can be kind of fragile with the prices as low as they are. But one person in the almond industry ran a spreadsheet. It's even more fragile than you think. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Mel Machado is Vice President of Member Relations with Blue Diamond Growers.
We're just trying to demonstrate, you know, where the break-even point is, what's economic sustainability. The industry's gone through some exponential growth here in the last 10 years with acreage being planted. The industry attracted a lot of attention. A lot of people got into it. Acreage grew. Market got a little bit saturated, quite a bit saturated. Prices have declined. And we're in a situation now like, okay, where's economic sustainability? Where's the break-even point? And it depends a lot on what you can produce and obviously on what your costs are. Brittany Goodrich just published the UC sample budgets, and a few people have been surprised at the initial investment cost, $12,000 an acre to get in. If anybody's planted an orchard lately, there's not a surprise.
Machado said that for some growers, the break-even point for the price of almonds is about $170. That would be profitable right now.
If you have little to no debt service and you're in an existing orchard, your annual break-even, what I mean each year, you could be in the $135 to $175 range. Wow. If you look at what's the break-even over the 25-year life of the orchard, that's going to be considerably higher. Yeah, because you've got those years where you spent $12,000 to put it in the ground. You didn't get any production for 3 or 4 years.
And with that, Machado said some growers have lost money in the last 2 or 3 years. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.